You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Into Tomorrow is on the air, hour three for the 3 hours of the weekend of June 26th, 2020. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you in advance for calling in and participating on the program. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Here in our Miami control room and studios, across the other side of that big window is Danny G. And, of course, several others participating to help you. Help us help you, actually, including H in New York City, Rosmo in South Beach, Kim in Coconut Creek, Florida, Beth in Naples, Florida. Who am I leaving out? Anybody? No, I think I got everybody. We're just impressed when you call in and really happy to hopefully answer your questions, solve your digital dilemmas, see if we can't accept your calls, especially listeners helping other listeners, some of our favorite calls. We have the best audience on the planet, so they contribute to others as well.
And that is the reason for our big summer giveaway, because we like to award our best listeners.
That's very true. When you call in and participate on the program, you win stuff. And boy, do we have a lot of good stuff in our annual. We've been doing this for, gosh, almost as many of the 25 years that we've been on the air. We line the hallway into the studio, floor to ceiling, with goodies that other companies have sent us to share with you. And all you have to do to win is to call in, to have your call heard on the air. And we always tell you to listen to what we have available. Check the website at intotomorrow.com and mention two or three items. No promises, no guarantees. Got to get that legal stuff out of there. But we try our best to get you one of the items that you may have mentioned.
Yeah, but there's a little asterisk there. You can't just call in. You have to contribute. You got to ask a question.
Well, of course.
Because you just said all you got to do is call in. We've had several people say, you know, I'm calling in to enter the giveaway.
Yeah. Send me some freebies. Yeah.
Or I'm hoping you'd throw me something free. No. Ask us a question or tell us what you like most or least about tech in the last 25 years.
Yes, because that's the point. Your call has to – it's the only requirement. You have to make it on the air. So if you call in and just say, send me some goodies, that doesn't make it on the air. You don't qualify. So, yeah, it's call in and win stuff, asterisk. Well, you can't see the asterisk on the radio.
It's got to work for your free stuff.
It's in the small print. Yeah, that's true. But it's not work. You're asking a question. You're helping another listener. You're sharing your favorite app these days, but also what you like or dislike about the app. Don't just say, I have a favorite app. It's called this. Well, that also doesn't make it on the air. It doesn't help anybody. What does it do? Why do you like it? Et cetera. Those kind of things. Or some tech rage. Even if you want to really let loose on the verbiage, we'll use our bleep button. We have it standing by.
Bleeps are free.
Bleeps are free from our end. So have no fear. If that gets on the air, too, you win stuff. It's that easy. So a little tech news and commentary, and then back to more calls. We got somebody waiting from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. So what have you got tech news-wise?
Walmart, which is America's biggest source of employment, is about to be a little less, as they're cutting cashiers from one of its stores. The company's Fayetteville, Arkansas location is removing not just its clerks, but also its checkout line conveyor belts. Walmart says this is a strategy to limit human interaction, but could also help customers pay and leave the store faster. If all goes well, the company could expand the concept to more locations. Now, while it's ideal to limit human contact during the coronavirus pandemic, large retailers have been hoping to reduce or remove their cashiers for years. In fact, one of our local grocery stores has just started going to self-checkout lines.
Oh, only?
Well, they've replaced about half their cash registers. This is a local Publix that I go to. Okay. Half their cash registers are gone and have been replaced with self-checkouts.
I always can't help but wonder how honest people are. I mean, I hope everybody is, but let's face it, we know everybody isn't.
Well, every time I've been in, they've had at least one or two employees sort of standing there, kind of overlooking. They're there to quote-unquote help,
yeah.
But I think they're there to make sure that you're ringing up everything that you're sticking
in
your bag.
And look above you. There's always a camera watching.
Uh-huh.
And somebody in a back room, sometimes in a front room, so they can grab you before you leave, keeping an eye and saying, well, they just put two in the bag but only rang one up or whatever. So, yeah, just be honest. Pay for what you're getting.
Yeah, but whether Walmart's move is truly done in the name of public safety or if it's just a way to cut costs isn't clear yet.
Interesting. A new report from ProPrivacy shows COVID-19 phishing campaigns, that's the PH kind of phishing, are becoming more targeted and increasingly harder to detect. They scanned over 600,000 COVID-19-related domains and discovered over a quarter of them were potential threats. Some key findings from this particular study, as many as 1,200 COVID-related domains are still registered each and every day. Well, that tells you that they can't all be legit. Mask has been the most common keyword theme amongst sites, with testing and Zoom also featured prominently. GoDaddy is the most abused web hosting provider for COVID-related campaigns. So that tells you they don't care. You want to buy a domain? Just give us money. We don't care what you do with it, even if you're ripping people off. Having hosted over 30,000 potentially harmful domains, GoDaddy amounts to 37% of their database. That's a huge amount of their database that are ripping people off. Amateur scammers benefit from the ability to purchase phishing for beginners software on the dark web.
So GoDaddy makes you say, whoa, mama.
I guess you can say that. Did you think of that all by yourself?
I did. All by myself.
All by your own lonesome?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, mama.
Sonos is the latest company to announce layoffs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It plans to eliminate 12% of its global headcount and close its New York retail store and 6 satellite offices.
Whoa.
It isn't clear exactly how many employees will be laid off. According to Sonos' investor relations website, it currently has more than 1,450 full-time employees, so about 175 people may lose their jobs. In addition to the layoffs, Sonos' board approved a 20% reduction in the base salary of their CEO through the end of this year, which, if you ask me, that should be kind of the norm. If you're having to lay off employees, I think the C-level executives need to also take a hit, too.
Exactly. Instead of bonuses while they're laying off employees, which a lot of companies do.
Yeah.
Because, you're saving the company money. Here's another million. No, give it to your employees, for crying out loud, and hopefully don't lay them off. You know, another thing that ticks me off, Fortnite no longer has police cars.
Yeah.
Epic Games has removed all police cars from their game. I guess they don't believe in hashtag back the blue, among other things. Now, yes, I'm saying this as a former police officer, but come on, people. I mean, at some point, I think we way past that point, but at some point, it's beyond absurd, some of the goings on. And really, I mean, next thing they're going to be pulling police cars from, I just had on the tip of my tongue, of Grand Theft Auto, which isn't that the whole game is being chased by the cops and stuff? I mean, come on, people.
Well, you know, and from a tech angle, there, you know, there's a related story where apparently there's, I think, 1,200 or 1,600 Google employees that are trying to push Google to stop selling their products to law enforcement and go so far as to kick police officers off Gmail.
Yeah.
And I would hope, you know, again, this is not a political show, but this is the tech angle. I would hope that as a company, Google's smart enough to not take that kind of a measure to just, if you're a police officer, you cannot use our mail service.
Oh, my God. No, that's a problem right there, of course. And, you know, I mentioned the hashtag back the blue. Maybe we should start a hashtag defund Google.
I'm all for that.
I'd get behind that one. I mean, come on, people. Stop it.
For political reasons or not, Google should be defunded.
Yes, just because they're everywhere, more than where they don't need to be. They're as bad as Bozo Bezos and his Amazon in every pocket.
Years ago, I remember saying that, you know, eventually we're going to have two companies, Google and Microsoft. Now it's Google, Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon.
I don't even think Microsoft
Not so much anymore. Yeah. But they obviously were much more powerful. But, but you know, Amazon seems to kind of be leading the pack now with buying everything and owning the world.
Speaking of which, it appears that Amazon's beginning to launch a full-day linear live content as part of Prime Video. That, according to a report from Protocol, they say live news, some sports events, and even musical performances are potential sources of content, as are film, scripted shows, and maybe even potentially entire network feeds. So, again, we're not a political show, but it certainly is going to be interesting to see the slant from Bozo Bezos, how that ends up with this particular project. Mm-hmm. What shows, what news, in air quotes, are they going to be providing in their live feed? And just how slanted things are going to be from Bezos. Stay tuned. I know that we always tell you to get and do updates that are provided for your phones, your computers, all your other devices. But sometimes the updates fail us. And we've talked about several of them, whether it be Windows updates or your phone updates, whatever. Well, for example, Samsung Blu-ray players, somebody still uses them, suddenly stopped working for many users that reported their devices were stuck on a rebooting loop.
Oh, nice.
Now, that's got to suck. You want to watch a movie, and you got the family together. It's movie night, and you're doing all your thing, and you're staying home and being safe. And your Blu-ray from Samsung is just rebooting and rebooting and rebooting. The company's acknowledged the issue and is said to be working on a fix for the problem, which may have been caused by an automatic firmware update. So they didn't give you a choice. It was plugged in, turned on, boom, we're going to update you. Uh-oh.
Sounds like Windows.
Yes. And, of course, they can't even access the machines because they're just constantly rebooting. So that's going to be interesting, how they're going to do that. It's like, you know, catch it really quick and doing, you know, like, what is it, an F8 in BIOS with a computer or something, if you can even do that. It's going to be interesting how they're going to solve that problem.
Yeah. That reminds me of the other night when I was going to bed. I've gotten into where I like watching How It's Made. You know,
that's a cool show.
As I'm going to bed, so I launched the Science Channel Go app or whatever on my Fire Stick. So I went up to my room the other night. I launched the app, and it says, "Oh, a new version is available. Would you like to upgrade?" I said, "Yeah, okay, sure, why not?"
Now, this is a new version of Hulu?
Of the Science Go app on Fire Stick. So I said, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And when I did the update, now the app no longer works.
At all. Oh, great.
I've turned the thing off. I've launched other apps. I've forced it to close. I've reset my Fire Stick. It's, yeah. So there's another app or another update that just didn't do what was supposed to.
Failed to update.
Yeah.
Anyone else have that same problem with Science Go? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So now I don't know how it's made. I don't know how anything's made because I just go in. It's just a gray screen.
You know, you can go to a library and look them up in an encyclopedia.
I think libraries are still closed down here, aren't they?
Are they? I don't know. I think if you wear a mask, you can probably go in. And gloves because you're going to be flipping through books.
I've been tempted to go to the local library and see if they still have books.
Wow. That'd be sad if they don't. But at some point, they're going to all disappear. Everything will be digital, and of course it will be.
You know, I think I talked last year to a younger kid who was going to the high school that I went to. And I asked about – I asked if the library still had books. Apparently, they had like one shelf of books. And when I went there, it was all books, and we had one computer.
So now it's, you know,
it's like
40, 50 computers.
Yeah. He goes, the library's just, it's just rows of computers. I'm like, gee.
Oh, gee. That had to have been Julio.
Yeah, and then
he graduated from American.
And I then asked, do they still have the card catalog? So you go with the Dewey Decimal System to get the book. What's Dewey Decimal System?
Oh.
Really?
You ever heard of that, Danny? She's heard of it.
Yeah.
Ever used it? No. Okay. Well, there. So you go. There, see you go.
There, yeah. And you're a talk show host. You get paid to talk.
I do. I get the medium bucks to actually talk on the radio. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, I get no bucks because I own the show and I'm in radio. But, hey, we do it for the love of our audience. Do you love us? I hope you love us. Please call and tell us if you love us. Clark in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk Mississippi. Welcome into tomorrow, Clark.
Would like to find an economical way to pick up my home internet in a cottage that's next door to our home. probably about 40 yards away.
Oh, okay. Good question. We get this kind of thing periodically, and always a pleasure to help. Technically, now, any Wi-Fi access point should cover 40 yards easily. But the reality is that depending on walls, trees, whatever else might be in the way, that may not work in the real world. Now, a good solution for you may be an RV long-range Wi-Fi antenna. You can think of them as just large antennas that plug into your computer to act as an additional wireless network card.
Now, in the past, we've had success with the C-Crane Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, which you can buy for around $60. In fact, the guys used to always make fun of me when we would travel to Berlin because our hotel, you know, had free Wi-Fi, but I could never get signal in my room. So I had this long USB cable with this Wi-Fi antenna attached to the door out there because it was at least getting me signal.
Yeah. But you had Wi-Fi in the hallway. It doesn't do you any good inside the hotel room.
But it worked.
It did.
Now, there really isn't much to using it. You just plug the USB cable and make sure your computer is using that antenna rather than the built-in Wi-Fi. If you want Wi-Fi for multiple devices, you may be in the market for either a repeater or a mesh network. We talk about mesh networks all the time on the show. The mesh network will work if you get Wi-Fi somewhere in the cottage that it can repeat. Otherwise, it probably won't be an option. And the most popular options right now are probably Google's Wi-Fi, Netgear's Orbi, and the Eero, E-E-R-O. For two stations, you're probably already looking at a cost in the low hundreds.
Yeah, it's certainly much more expensive, but it will almost certainly do the job for you. The repeater generally has the same restriction as the mesh networks, and they're harder to set up and use, but they'll cost you significantly less.
Yeah, and at 40 yards, you do have the option of running a network cable from your house to the cottage and just plugging in an access point on that end. That's also a pretty inexpensive solution. It'll probably cost you under $100, but it does require laying down 40 yards of cable and somehow getting it inside the buildings at both ends of the run, so it's definitely not the easiest way to go.
Yeah, if you got a pretty clear shot and you got a little digger and a little hoe or something, you can just put it underground. You don't have to go far. 3-4 inches maybe would do the job. And just remember it's there so you don't cut into it. That might be the best way to go. Clark, let us know what you end up doing and what works for you, because it'll certainly help other listeners with similar issues as well. Meantime, join us at intotomorrow.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. Stay tuned, because in just a few minutes we'll be chatting with Robin Daniels. He's the chief marketing officer of a company called Matterport about making a 3D twin of your space. You want to know what that means? Stay tuned, because we'll tell you.
What's this wee stuff? Well, I talked to him.
You will.
We'll be chatting with Soto. I will be chatting with Robin.
Technicalities.
Technicalities. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's time for our Evo History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Chris's history. IFA history.
And one of my more unfavorite IFA history features, in 1935 at the 12th Big German Radio Show, or IFA as it's named today, the public for the first time had the chance to compare TV sets in a dedicated television street. Six companies presented no less than 20 different models. Two stations made live broadcasts in UHF from the show floor. And this is the part that's sad. The hall caught fire, and transmitters, as well as the TV sets, many of them still prototypes, were burned to ashes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yikes.
That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
You're right. That's sad. But there is one thing that can make you smile.
Now, you have a tech question? Call us anytime, 1-800-899-INTO, 1-800-899-4686. Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
That's Cameron. When he was a couple of years younger, he gets embarrassed when he hears us playing that on the radio currently.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
We've got goodies. Boy, do we ever. And we keep adding to them. You think you've heard everything we got? Oh, you haven't. Trust me. And you need to visit anytime, every couple of days, intotomorrow.com. See what else has been added to the Cool Summer Giveaway list. For example,
from Whistler, we've got a handheld digital trunking scanner, a flashlight camera with DVR, and a wireless inspection camera, among other things.
Ooh, very cool stuff. We've got some goodies, too, from Anchor Innovations, like their Soundcore Liberty Air 2 True Wireless Earbuds with customized sound. How about their Powerline Plus 3? It's a special edition gold lightning cable, ultra-durable gold lightning cable. The cable is worth $100.
Yikes.
Yeah.
From Jabra, we've got several items, including their Speak 710 professional portable speakerphone valued at over $300, and their Elite Sport, the most technically advanced true wireless earbuds at over $200 value.
Have you got a whole bunch of photos stuck on various devices, like mostly your phone? Well, Mileo sent us several special Into Tomorrow subscriptions for winners. 1 year subscriptions to their premium photo organizing app. Every photo, every device, instantly organized. These are each worth $100, and you may win one of those.
And backed by popular demand this year, WeBoost has provided their Drive Sleek, a single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster valued at $200, and their Drive Reach, a multi-user signal booster valued at $500.
Razer with their Kayo webcam, perfect work for home webcam with built-in adjustable ring light. They sent us a couple of those, and their Black Widow light silent mechanical keyboard to up your productivity. All from Razer, amongst other goodies. And, of course, all you need to do is participate. Use the free Into Tomorrow app or
800-899-4686.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
We welcome you back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks even more so when you call in and participate, because you make the broadcast. Your calls, your help for other listeners, your questions about consumer tech are what Into Tomorrow is all about. 25 years now on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, and we're delighted to help you with your digital dilemmas anytime. And you can call in anytime. You don't have to wait till you hear the show. If you've got a question, comment, concern, help for other listeners, what have you, you can join us at your convenience. Call toll-free from anywhere in North America with a phone. It actually works still. It's the old-fashioned way, but it works. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or the best option is to use the audio option on the free updated new Into Tomorrow app. So just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, snag the app, and participate that way. And there's a whole bunch of other advantages to having the app as well. You'll see when you get it. Our next guest is with an all-in-one 3D data platform that enables anyone to turn a physical space into an immersive digital twin. And when our producers heard about that, we thought, well, that sounds fascinating. So what might we be able to do with that? Well, we're going to find out from the CMO of Matterport, Robin Daniels. Robin, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I am good, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. It sounds, from the description, fascinating. But can you better explain that than I did? Because I'm frankly not quite sure still what it is that you actually do.
Sure, sure. So basically what it is, it allows you to use your phone or a 360 camera that you can buy on Amazon, for example, and use your phone to turn your space, your house, your room into a digital version that you can share with people online. You can share it on Facebook. You can share it on YouTube. You can share it in a private link if you want to. And you can, of course, use that then if you want to rent out your space. Let's say you want to do it on VRBO or Airbnb and so on. You can use it. Certainly, if you want to sell your home, when we have data that shows that homes with a 3D tour, for example, sell 20% faster and at 9% higher price than the listing price than homes that do not. But the idea is simple. You can use your phone and you can create a fully immersive 3D tour. It's not a panoramic image that you can take on your phone. It's a full 3D tour. You can actually walk through the rooms as if you were there. I just got a text last night from a friend of mine who lives in New York who said, I bought a home in Montana without ever stepping foot in that home because on the website they were using, which was Redfin, that home was listed with a 3D tour. And now what we're doing, since we announced Matterport for iPhone just last month in May, you can now do the same for your space, your room, your house, your basement, whatever you want to do, because you now can do it for free on your iPhone.
Well, and I think that now that you've explained it that way, that's actually fascinating. And especially if you are trying to sell a home or buy one, you'd hope that folks would use 3D rendering at that point. And if you could get more money for a home, that's, or just the fact that you could sell it faster. I mean, I recently sold a home and I'm thinking, boy, that would have been handy. I probably could have gotten a few more bucks for it if I had it posted that way and more people could see and react to it. So maybe that's another advantage right there.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we are partnering with, we work with all the major real estate firms in the U.S., including, of course, Remax, Realtor.com, Redfin, Sotheby's, you name it, that we partner with most of them, and we're expanding really rapidly. And even in the pandemic, what we're seeing is more and more, of course, real estate firms are going to 3D tours because it allows people to really, you know, go through a house. You can measure it. You can tag it. You can insert different information so you could say, oh, this new countertop was installed last year. The chimney here was serviced about 3 years ago. So you can put in informational text that saves you a lot of time. But, of course, you can also use it for fun purposes. I'll tell you, last week was my son's 14th birthday, and, of course, we couldn't have a birthday party because of social distancing. So what we did is here, we created a virtual escape room, and it was 10 kids who came together all over Zoom, and then we did a virtual escape room using Matterport. So the kids all got together. They had to solve clues in the house. They would walk through the house. And once they got the clues right, then we would unlock the next room for them, and they could go into the next room. And it was all done with Matterport, too. It doesn't have to be just for commercial reasons. You could also use it for fun. You could use it for letting people into your space, having fun with your kids, you name it.
And that's great. I mean, I like that whole concept about, the whole, escape room idea, letting kids have some fun with it, or adults for that matter. I mean, you could do the same.
That's right.
But I also can't help, Robin, maybe it's the former police officer in me that is also a little bit concerned, but you want to be cautious about where this goes. Because now, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, a 3D picture must be worth 1,000,000 words or something. And I think that's terrific. But do you want to give someone that you may not have control over a complete tour of the inside of your home? That could be, if it's not used properly, could be dangerous, no?
It's a great question. And we take privacy super seriously because it's not an uncommon question that we get. So when you share something with someone, even if it's your family or if you share it more widely on social media, you can mask, of course, the address and the location specifics of that. Not only can you do that, we also have a feature that lets you blur faces. So, for example, if I'm doing a tour of my house and I have pictures on the wall, you could blur the faces of those pictures because you don't necessarily want to give that away. So we think a lot about it. You're absolutely right. Privacy is super important. And especially as this is going more mainstream, we want to make sure that you don't give away the characteristics of know, your personal family or necessarily the address of where you're staying and so on, because that would not be good.
Okay. But I do absolutely see the advantages, not only, as you mentioned, for fun, but the virtual tours for real estate and an Airbnb scenario, that kind of thing. It just makes so much more sense, especially if it's like an Airbnb thing. It's a sight unseen and you're taking a chance, and hopefully the pictures are nice. But my gosh, if you can actually walk around the house virtually,
then that makes
so much more sense. I'm getting a note from Chris in the control room. Can I use it to give people a tour of my garden? And I wonder, why couldn't you, right? If it would work inside,
absolutely,
I guess it would work outside too.
It just uses the camera on your phone. And of course, the newer the phone you have, the better the quality is going to be. But we work with iPhones 6 Plus and above. But if you have an iPhone 11, of course, the quality of that phone is going to be much higher. But yeah, you can do it inside. You can do it outside. We have a lot of people actually who've now, since we launched this last month, taken tours and done scans of some of these things that are happening in the world, monuments and galleries and museums that are both inside and outside a lot of times. And it's been super fascinating to watch. And it's a way of letting the world come closer to you. So, for example, we launched a site called DestinationEverywhere.world. So it's DestinationEverywhere.world, where we have just been posting a lot of great museums, tours of different places you could go, because we are all in lockdown and we're kind of missing seeing the world for ourselves. So you can go to a museum in Italy or in Sydney, Australia, if you want. You can go see homes in different locations in the world. Very, very fascinating.
And that's great to see museums and statues and pictures before they're removed. And maybe that's another good thing to be able to at least get in there. Now, what if I'm not an iPhone-y? I'm an Android. Is there any hope for me to be able to use Matterport?
It's a great question, and I'm happy to say that we're working on it. I'm sad to say it's not there today. So today it's only iOS, so you have to have an iPhone or an iPad.
Well,
but we are working on an Android device that will come out later this year.
Okay. Well, what was the inspiration, Robin, overall, before you actually launched Matterport for iPhone at the moment, at least?
We always wanted to be the leader in 3D, and we've been selling a high-end 3D camera for many years and provided the software. But of course, it meant that you had to have this camera yourself in order to do it, and which made, for a lot of people, it very prohibitive to be able to actually go and do a 3D scan of your home or your space and so on. And so by unlocking a billion iPhones, and maybe billions of Android devices, we enable anyone to be able to do this anywhere, either for commercial reasons, like you want to rent out your space or sell it, but also for more personal reasons, to share with your friends and family. I think we're all looking for connections to each other, and bringing each other into each other's spaces is a really great way of doing that.
And I like how you refer to it as your digital twin, because that's kind of unique, and it puts it in the right perspective. It's a twin of your garden or your home or your whatever the case is that you're trying to use it for, and I can see where that can help drive the point home. Is there a cost involved?
There is no cost if you want to try it out and use it. You can get one space for free for life, so you can just sign up. If you want to have more than one space, let's say you have three homes that you're trying to rent out, then we start charging. It costs $10 a month for up to five spaces. But if you just want one, it's free.
Okay, and that's good. And you may find that it's so handy or so much fun or what have you that you end up subscribing, if you will, or getting more spaces, as you call it. Robin, do me a huge favor and hold on for just a moment. There's so much more I want to get into. This is fascinating. If you'll hold on, we'll take a quick break, come right back, and continue our discussions with the Chief Marketing Officer with Matterport at Matterport.com. I'm Dave Graveline on Into Tomorrow.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with the CMO of Matterport, Robin Daniels. I'm noticing on your website a dollhouse view. I mean, whether it's an actual dollhouse, I mean, there are those that have some pretty large dollhouses, or I imagine a train set, or I mean, any number of things where you can simply pass your phone around and actually accomplish this. How complicated is it? I mean, do you have to be very still or careful as you walk so you're not shaking? I mean, what advice do you give to people? How hard is it to do?
Absolutely should hold as still as possible. Because the way it works, let me explain that really quickly, is you stand in a spot in your room, and then the app on your phone will automatically tell you to take a photo, and then it tells you to turn around and take another photo. And you take about five or six photos because you have to do a whole 360. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, of course, it is better if you have a tripod, because the tripod will hold it still for you. So the secret is either having a tripod, which is the ideal scenario, but I totally recognize not everyone has one. I don't have one, for example. So you just have to hold the phone still. That's the secret. And then, you know, you stand in a spot in your room, and then you say, yeah, take five photos there. Then you go to another spot in your room. You take another, let's say, five or six photos. And then the magic of Matterport, we put it all together. We provide the floor plan. We provide the 3D tour. We even provide that dollhouse view you're talking about, where you can zoom out and look at it like it's a dollhouse and jump into any room in your house anywhere you want. So that's pretty cool. But we do all that for you. The only thing you have to worry about is taking the photos.
So you do all the stitching together, if you will. I mean, if that's, is that what you refer to it as? Like you would stitch together a panoramic picture? You do it the same way, only it's 3D.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The reason we can do this in 3D that nobody else can do is because we have now have our customers have scanned, you know, thousands and millions of spaces. We've actually scanned over 5 billion square feet of space, which means we have all the data and analytics and our artificial intelligence engine that uses all that telemetry to stitch all this together. So when you take a couple of photos in your house, we know the distance between different points. You can even go in and say, I want to measure the length of this window or the width of this picture and so on. You can do all that through the application because we have enough data now to let you do that, which makes it great for interior design, redecoration, you name it. You know, that's what a lot of people are using our technology for.
That's very cool. I am noticing measurements, for example, where you can measure any aspect of your space, including walls, windows, furniture, lots more. That in and of itself may help a lot of folks. It's like, no, I'm not planning to sell. Okay, but do you want to renovate? Yeah. Do you want to knock that wall down and move this here or change the kitchen around? And imagine being able to do that with all of this, and especially if you can do it for free, and then you realize the benefit, maybe you want to buy a couple of, as you referred to them, as spaces. And you mentioned a cost if you want to buy more spaces in that sense?
Yeah, so the cost if you want to buy more spaces, it's $10 for up to five spaces, and then we have plans that go even further. And if you want to have even, you know, higher quality than your iPhone would provide, then we sell a Matterport called Pro 2 camera that gives you, you know, incredible resolution, incredible depth, and higher quality, basically, if you want to do it for really, you know, professional reasons. But if you want to do a small space, your phone is a great choice.
Or unless, like me, you're an Android, you'd have to send me one of those cameras.
Absolutely.
Until such time as you make it available for Android. Well, I'm going to insist that Chris does that with his garden, since he asked the question. Because he can, I mean, we'd get physical tours when we go over and go to the backyard, and up and down little rows of things identifying, and he's got little pictures or, you know, this is green beans, this is radish, whatever. I think it would be kind of cool for him to do and even post it on our site. to show people what we did, a little something different. And so now there you go. I'm holding you to it, Chris. Yeah. And he's looking at me with that look of, great, I'm going to learn to stop making suggestions.
But, please share it with me. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, well, for sure. I think it would be yet another way to utilize Matterport. And you want to visit Matterport.com, M-A-T-T-E-R-P-O-R-T, Matterport.com. Real quick, Robin, why that name? How'd that come about?
That's a good question. I actually don't know. I mean, I only joined the company 3 months ago. I even joined during a pandemic, so I've never met anybody in the company. I've only met them through virtual communication. So it's a question I have not asked our founders, but I'll be sure to do so.
Well, there you go. So now you can say, during the interview, Dave asked a question I couldn't even answer. How did we come up with that name? You know, does it matter? Is it a port? What's it? Whatever. I love it. Well, Robin, continued good luck to you guys. I think this is really
cool.
Virtual tour features, sharing all sorts of neat stuff. We'll link you to Matterport.com when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And again, Robin, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll touch base again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Graveline. We'll bring you further into tomorrow right after this, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
As Into Tomorrow continues in our 25th year, did you know that in America it is a federal crime to use your roommate or friend's Netflix account? I just thought I'd share that.
Sue me.
I know. I don't think that the FBI has got so many free. They're going to send 15 agents to your house to see if you're doing that.
Well, they don't have anything to worry about. I don't have a roommate. Or a friend.
Whoa. Very true.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
And we do, of course, take your calls, and hearing you on the air qualifies you to win in the big summer giveaway. But we do read an occasional email, or in this case, a Facebook message. This from Jake in Illinois.
I wonder if he works for State Farm.
What are you wearing, Jake?
Jake says, perhaps something you can add to your response to a caller question regarding upgrading from Windows 7 to Windows 10.
Ah.
While the free upgrade period ended in 2016, Microsoft does provide the option to create the installation medium to allow the upgrade to Windows 10 via a USB flash drive. Using this tool will essentially utilize the license from Windows 7 and apply it to the Windows 10 upgrade. As someone who primarily works in IT, I have about 6 copies of this tool to allow the upgrade to take place on multiple computers simultaneously.
Nice.
The tool can be downloaded here, and then he gives us the link, which, of course, I've already sent to our web team, and they will make sure it is on our site at intotomorrow.com.
There you go.
For the show for June 26th.
Hour 3. And Jake, what are you wearing in Illinois? And his input. Love it. Again, best listeners in the country, in the world, for that matter, helping other listeners, and that's a classic example. Do you receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter? I know you're all shaking your head yes, because here you have to. It's a condition of your employment. However, others may not get it yet. We can fix that. How?
Stop by intotomorrow.com. A red box will pop up asking for your email address. You put your email address in that box. You'll then get a confirmation email, which you can click to accept, because we don't spam you or anything. So that's the double opt-in system.
There you go. So don't forget to click that link in that subsequent email, which A, confirms your email address, and B, confirms that you do want it, because we don't spam you. See, if a friend says, oh, I'm going to just put his email in, well, if you don't want it, you don't click the link. But of course you want it. And it's easy to unsubscribe, not that you ever would want to, but it's just once a week, it's free, and it's jam-packed with information. Like Beth's tech tip every week. Soon you can celebrate America's independence, not just a holiday for fireworks and barbecues, but also to honor the brave men and women that defend that independence. And
scammers can't steal your real credit card number if they never see it, so we'll tell you about using disposable credit card numbers when you make purchases online.
That and lots more in this week's tech newsletter, obtained by signing up at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.